Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations out there on the Genesis Communications Network, known as GCN Live on the Internet. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America. Now, we also have added, just for good measure, some of the leading independent stations around the country. Appreciate them being there, as well as the people listening to us streaming live on the Internet. And, of course, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail right now, here, there, and everywhere. And our suicide jockeys getting the petroleum products brought to us, like the gasoline and diesel and oil that we need to have. And, of course, you can also follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. And don't forget, you can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on True Social, on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're also on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can go over there, and you'll hear us streaming there right now on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And then we play that same show that you're hearing right now during the course of the day. All right. First, let's go on down here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And now we'll go up and pick up Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Yep, yep. It's 80. Oh, boy. Kyle, it's 85 degrees again.
Oh, wow. Wow.
85 degrees again. All right, guys. Well, I'll lead us in the pledge. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you got a bunch of questions. Have at it.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise. And again, what's happening with Russia now launching new missile attacks on Ukraine. And according to the Ukraine, they're saying Russia has now bombed a blood transfusion center. And so, again, this is a lot of retaliation for other attacks that Russia says have happened. But they are attacking civilians, though.
They've been doing it.
Of course.
Which is the reason that Putin has been brought up on charges against the International Criminal Court for war crimes. But does anybody seem to care? No. Now, we become so indifferent to this whole thing. I mean, it's gotten to the point where Russia and China are getting away with just about everything. Now, why would that be? I was actually thinking about how many sanctions at certain points of this conflict that the United States has placed on Russia. And then they started placing some on China. Now, you'd think that that would have some kind of a consequence, but only if those sanctions are enforced. And this administration, I think, has done a wink and a nod, personally, on these sanctions, that they're just merely a gesture, and that we have no plan on enforcing them. This is, so if you don't plan on enforcing them, it becomes politics, or because our own president is compromised. I don't think it's an either or. It could be all of the above. We also have, how many times has Russia and China continued to hack various things across the United States that are part of our infrastructure? I mean, they're countless. And now we have a situation where we have got Russian intelligence that has impersonated themselves as Microsoft technicians. So they're compromising 40 government agencies and companies around the world. Now, this is coming from Microsoft. This isn't coming from our own government. This is coming from Microsoft. This is known as APT-29, otherwise Cozy Bear or Midnight Blizzard. Okay, now this kind of goes back to about 2 years to where this has been going on with Russia. What's the consequence? What's the consequence of we've got this military flotilla off the coast of Alaska? Now, remember, we had a spy balloon that was floating all over Alaska before it went across the United States. What was the consequence? So we tend to wonder then why other countries, Saudi Arabia, are kind of stepping in here and getting into the mix on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, because we're not leading. There is no consequence. When's the last time our own president got on the telephone with any of these world leaders? Any of them? Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know. I mean, if for nothing else, this cat's on vacation, like constantly, sitting at the beach doing something. In the meantime, we've got a perverse Department of Justice that, you know, has nothing better to do than to continue to go after Trump for anything that they possibly can.
Okay, hold that thought, guys, because we're going to break. And Denise, you hang on, and Kyle, you hang on. It's going to cut you off right there, and we'll be right back, folks, with more. Don't go anywhere. Monday morning version coming up.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I'll do just that. Thank you, Kyle Warren. We'll be right back to Kyle and Denise in a second after I tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, which has been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they're the largest personal auto insurer in the country, second largest, sorry, personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure some 27 million drivers. Now, what you can do with Geico is go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and tell them what you're driving, car or truck, and that you want a cost comparison for the policy that they would issue. As a matter of fact, if you want to tell them what you got now in terms of coverage and all that, they can give you a dollar-for-dollar estimate. And I'd be willing to bet you that it probably would be a little bit cheaper. Now, that's just me. But then again, where it will get cheaper is if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle all of that right into the policy, and where it'll get cheaper than that is when you put in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, and that'll drop your car insurance like a rock. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's Geico.com. And check with them and see what they can do for you, because after all, you can save yourself a bunch of money in the process. Okay. Denise Simon and Kyle Warner coming back. Okay, Kyle, you're there. You hear me?
I do.
Okay, and Denise Simon, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, take it away, guys.
All right, thank you once again, Captain, and good morning again, Denise. You know, Denise, you mentioned something in the last segment, which I thought was really, really important, and that was this idea of all these different things that China seems to be doing, for example, infiltration of systems, the malware, for example, things that would be designed to disrupt infrastructure and so forth. So I'd like you to address that a little bit more in the sense of, is that an offensive thing that they want to do, like one day we'll just wake up and it'll be happening, or is it tied more to they want to take over Taiwan, and if we make any other moves, they would release it? That's number one. Number two, could you also comment on what Gordon Chang was talking about with this Chinese lab, evidently, that was found out here in California? Do you think there are other labs around the United States?
I wrote about that lab several days ago, and I had a talk with Gordon. Gordon is a good friend of mine, but he's awfully busy doing the work that he does. But the other part of that, I'm gonna kind of not answer the question by answering it this way, if that makes sense. There was a report last Thursday or Friday that the FBI is actually chasing Chinese operatives, I think it was in Iowa, but certainly in what we would necessarily call the agricultural belt, of, you know, that they're infiltrating our farms. And what they're doing, and several got caught. So we got the FBI hanging around in farms across the Midwest. What's particularly interesting, Kyle, is this is not a new phenomenon. I remember writing on that very thing about 5 years ago. So where's the consequence that they think that they can get away with this? Now, we just had a big, huge brouhaha, interestingly enough, where you had two Chinese that have been arrested through our Navy for selling secrets, naval secrets, to China.
Yeah.
Let's start adding all these things up, ladies and gentlemen. Who is protecting us? Who is protecting the infrastructure? Who is protecting the agricultural? Who is protecting, you know, us against Huawei and TikTok? You see what I'm saying? So it was the Republicans that stood up a committee in the House on, it's called the China Committee, trying to uncover so many of these things and call attention to it. Now, do you think anybody in the media, when they go to these White House press briefings, is asking little Miss Binder, Karine Jean-Pierre, about any of this? No, they're not. And as I just said, this stuff isn't even showing up in Associated Press headlines. Now, whatever China's doing, you can bet Russia is doing, because they have a partnership, and they keep reaffirming this partnership that has no limitations. So do we have people in place that are paying attention, other than a China committee over in the House side that stood up by Congressman Mike Gallagher? You see what I'm saying? I mean, and so we're worried about Russia, we're worried about Ukraine, we're worried about Taiwan, we're worried about oil because of what Saudi Arabia is doing or not doing. It's causing our gasoline prices to jump 20 and 30 cents at the pump here in the last week or so. I mean, we are in total chaos. And so we've got people that out there saying, well, we don't want to vote for Joe Biden because he's too old. Screw Joe Biden. It's the other people that ought to be stepping up. Mm-hmm. Where's the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Where's the national security apparatus? Why isn't CIA stomping their feet with their hands on their hips? Where's the FBI, and where's Christopher Wray? When's the last time that Christopher Wray went over to the White House and said to Biden, dude, do you realize what's happening here? Where's the Department of Justice? I mean, there isn't a single agency that we have that's really not as derelict in their duty. Now, we've got our Secretary of Energy. What the heck's her name? Granholm?
Yeah.
Come to find out, she's had these secret meetings with China.
Well, what? Of course, she's got money in the battery company.
So, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're all worried about, you know, these these pride parades and LGBTQ and all this other. We are in complete chaos here.
Mm-hmm.
And on my own radio show, all these people that I interview on various topics, it almost all comes down to law and order.
Mm-hmm.
And law and order needs to take on a new definition, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not just the definition of law and order on the streets of cities across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We've got sanctions again. We've got a sanctions architecture that we're not enforcing.
Mm-hmm.
Against these rogue countries and leaders and oligarchs and all this other stuff. That means that there's no order.
Yep.
We're not. Go ahead.
Let me drift over here. We got a caller. I'm going to get the caller in real quick. Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was just wondering about these this Chinese are buying up our farmland and stuff.
Yep.
Couldn't we? The Chinese is buying up farmland and stuff. And couldn't we use eminent domain just to nationalize this stuff?
Exactly.
Yes. I said that a year ago. Now,
eminent domain
how is it?
Also expose and also expel some of these people and revoke China's most favored nation trade status. That's another thing that I think we need to do, too.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Okay. Yes, we can.
We've got all kinds of tools that we could be using. But here's the bad thing. The acreage that the Chinese or somebody called the Flannery Group or the Flannery Associates, I think they're called, that bought all this land out in California for agricultural purposes, it's not agricultural suitable. Never was. So and nobody seems to know who this Flannery Group is. I worked for a week to try and find out. And if I can't find out, a few in the media said they can't find out what's going on. Well, we have an organization, yet another federal government agency called CFIUS, which is the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. Who's approving this stuff? And even if it gets through, and if they don't even apply, they're supposed, the law says they're supposed to apply, and they don't apply and they do this, that, again, is a violation of law, meaning we have no law and order. So, now, maybe we should call Joe Biden's burner phone. Do you guys know that he has a burner phone?
Yeah.
That he has had, little Hunter's been paying for?
Yep.
Well, he's still using it today. Why is that?
So nobody can hear him.
Well,
cloaking his conversations, yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you see what I'm saying? I mean, if ladies and gentlemen, you just sit back and take a bird's eye view of what we do know, imagine what we don't know.
Yeah. These guys are all compromised, every one of them. Here comes the music. We'll have to talk about this again tonight. Looking forward to it. We'll do a little bit more research and go a little deeper on it. How's that?
Okay.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And, of course, don't forget also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes for the 2020 election, a claim that Pence has rejected. Two conservative groups are asking a federal court to block the Biden administration's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans for more than 800,000 borrowers, the Associated Press reports. In a lawsuit filed Friday in Michigan, the groups argue that the administration overstepped its power when it announced the forgiveness in July. The U.S. women's national soccer team lost to Sweden on penalty kicks Sunday and lost a bid for its third straight World Cup title. In just 3 weeks, Barbie stands atop the box office worldwide with more than $1 billion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And the National Aviation Academy brings you the Military and Veterans News Report. Find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One last time, naa.edu. And ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Call them up on their number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Across the bay from me, I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. But either way, ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to talk to the money people about student loans. And you'll also be able to see the facilities, each one, and make up your mind as to which one you want to attend. Now, if it were me, I'm just saying, I would take a look at both of the campuses, and then make my call from there. So it's naa.edu. That's naa.edu. www.mil.edu. Phone number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Okay, Kyle Warren is with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Just heard from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying that Denise, in his opinion, was right about the MSN, the mainstream media, not asking questions. But he also qualifies that by saying, we need to hear directly from our elected officials and not a press secretary. Well, we actually are, but it's not the Democrats. It's never the party in power that we seem to hear about. It's always the other party that wants to be in power, and they're the ones that we are hearing from, and we are. So there you go. Now, Fred goes on to say, we are. What are the consequences? Elections stolen have consequences. Well, sure they do. How long have we said that, Kyle?
Well, of course elections have consequences.
How long have we said that? Ever since you and I have been talking on the radio, elections always have consequences.
That's right.
And the only way that you're going to fix this mess that they got right now and everything that Denise and I and you just got done talking about is to vote every one of these slippery, slimy bums that got us in this mess out. And I mean every one of them. And if it's a D or if it's an R, I don't care. If they're involved in this implication and this coordination working with our enemies, get rid of them. Start over. And by the way, there are back channels that work, Fred. You are right. The White House won't pick up the phone, but there are back channels that work. And I can tell you that some of the Republicans are some of those back channels. So there you go. And, you know, this deal with Biden and Sleepy Joe, whatever the hell you want to call him, it's pathetic. It's just pathetic. We don't have a leader. We just don't.
Well, I think you're right about that. And, of course, to what degree China has influence, that's the $64,000 question, as they used to say.
All right. Well, it's no wonder that the latest numbers from a Gallup poll that was done from June 1st to June 22nd show that the U.S. military, the confidence in our military, is the lowest in 25 years of measuring it. It's no wonder.
No, you're right about that. It's very unfortunate.
And the only way that we're going to turn this around is to get rid of these leaders that are running the show. And again, the Democrats run the Senate, okay? We've got it almost right in the House, almost right in the House. And I think they're getting very close to start having an impeachment inquiry, not an impeachment proceeding, but an impeachment inquiry, because they can only do it one step at a time. That's the way they do it. And we'll see what happens. Now, congressional leaders say that they believe that they can reach an agreement on a compromise defense authorization bill later this year, but they should have already done it.
Well, certainly.
So I would say that based on what we just heard from Denise and what we've talked about, and by the way, you and I talked about those sailors charged with sharing military info with China. We talked about that last week when we first heard about it.
That's right.
Yeah, because they were arrested, two San Diego-based sailors, and charged with providing sensitive military information to China. And one of them had relatives somewhere over there, and I think they threatened him with his relatives' safety. I think that's how come he got involved.
Well, and unfortunately, as we know, it's a very effective kind of tool, isn't it? But taken in total, all these different things about China should be incredibly alarming. And we're not hearing, it's just as Denise was talking about, we're not hearing about this from the leadership. We're not hearing about it from other aspects of the government, other departments.
All right. Now, we talked last week about the Marines staying behind at the embassy in Niger, They didn't quite overrun it, but there were some bad guys that tried to get in it, and they never made it. Didn't hear if gunshots were used or whatnot, but we did see the fires of the, around the embassy, so they at least got that far. So I guess they're all right because we haven't heard anything. I'm sure if they weren't, we'd know real quick. But we also are waiting to hear about whether or not the United States is actually going to put military armed troops on board the commercial ships like they did before during the Gulf War with George W. Bush, George H. W. Bush, and even George W. were the first Gulf War one and the second Gulf War two, if whether or not we're going to do that, because they actually had automatic weapons set up on the stern and the side and the bows of the ship, and they had a half a dozen or so, might have had a squad on each ship that had the weapons, and if they came close, they fired at them. Not just a warning shot, but in some cases they hit what they were aiming at. I remember that because that got really sticky really fast.
Well, I think the plan is to do that if they haven't already done it, but certainly it does raise the stakes. Number one, it makes it a less attractive target, hopefully, but at the same time, imagine if there is a conflict or if there is a confrontation, I should say, what happens if they begin to take prisoners at some point? That would really complicate the situation. But be that as it may, something has to be done in order to make sure that the international shipping continues there.
Well, that's true, because it's just like what's going on up there off the coast of Alaska. Now, remember, we have the North Pole or whatever the hell they're calling it up there, where everybody's trying to race up there to get to the north up in the frozen tundra to the north up north to Canada to get up there and get after the oil that's up there. There's a lot of oil up in that area.
Right.
So that's what the big attraction is. And I know we have a steel hulled icebreaker that we got brand new just to keep the shipping lanes open up there for our guys. But, of course, the Russians come in from a different angle of things.
Well, that's true. But this flotilla of ships, basically, the joint Chinese and Russian exercise there, I think was meant to be very provocative. I think it means to test how will the United States react this time. Is it going to get more intense? What's the reaction in the United States in general? And they're watching it very closely. Everything is a test, and they're taking notes.
Well, they are. And the thing of it is they're watching to see, and they're also listening. They have tremendous listening ability and spy ability. Believe me when I tell you, they are listening to everything that's being transmitted, even if it's somebody having a conversation over breakfast and a cup of coffee. They're listening to everything that's being done up there.
Well, certainly. And it does beg the question, to what end? Is it to come and attack the United States outright, or is it something as an insurance policy from their perspective when they decide to reunify Taiwan or make some other geopolitical move that they don't want us to counter?
I know this much. Only 35% of the country think that the country's headed in the right direction. 65% doesn't. I know that much.
That's right.
Hold that thought. Okay, we're coming back, folks. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, should be calling in. He should be calling in from Greece. So we'll check it out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
All righty, and thank you, Pete, very much for putting our program on over there. We're getting a very good response from the people that keep connecting with me every night. Once in a while by the phone, but all the time in the chat room and through our message board over here, we're getting a number of messages every night. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss Acura, of course, in North Tampa, located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. MossAcura.com is their website, and they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program. For active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, for church pastors, too. Now, as I said, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, and online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget, when you buy a new or pre-owned car, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and, of course, you get your vehicle serviced there. Before things break down, they're going to be able to tell you what's going on. They're so good. Their shop is so good. You need to stop by and check them out and see what they're all about. If nothing else, stop in there and get an oil change and see what they can do for you. Now, don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, it just dawned on me, Kyle, that Chris is traveling today, coming back to the United States, and he said that he might be on an airplane when he was supposed to be talking to us, and if he is, obviously he's not going to talk on the phone, but there you go. But in the meantime, we'll pick it up because we had this job report on Friday, which I won't say disappointed, but there was a little bit of something in it for everyone. And for once, the conventional wisdom seemed to be right. The headline jobs number fell below Wall Street's expectations, suggesting a little bit of a softening in the labor market. The average work week slipped as well, which was often a sign, a first sign, of an employment downturn. At least it has been in the past. And employers tend to reduce hours of workforce before they actually start sending people out in pink slips, which means you're being laid off. On the surface, this could be bad news for the Biden campaign, which has hitched its wagon to the far-flung notion that the Biden presidency has been a blessing for the American economy. Weakening job growth makes that a harder sell because it just isn't true. What say you?
Well, everything that the Biden administration has ever talked about has to do with the economy, has to do with jobs, basically. And they've constantly tried to hold up jobs as somehow this magic thing that's happening, which negates all of the pain and the inflationary problems that we've all been experiencing, not just at the national level, you know, on some something that measures that in terms of the stock market or other kinds of things, but right down at the ground level where people have their budgets. And so with this kind of jobs report, obviously, if the trend continues, the Biden administration, Biden campaign's going to have a hard time trying to convince you everything's great.
Well, you're right, because the public is not giving Joe Biden much credit for the strength of the jobs market, according to most surveys. As a matter of fact, that's quite reasonable, because unemployment was at also extremely low pre-pandemic levels when Donald Trump was in the White House. He had it down lower than what Biden had it for to begin with. Biden had started ticking upward. But here's the deal, and I'm just going to pick a number out of the sky. If you lost 20 million jobs to begin with, and you only got 8 or 9, or let's give them 10. Let's say you got half of them back, 10 million. You're still down 10 million jobs, are you not?
Right.
Which means that somebody's got to be retrained if they want to work, because the job they had probably isn't going to come back because the business they were working for might have gone out of business.
Right, exactly, yeah. And things changed dramatically during the pandemic, that's for sure.
And there's also the matter of wages. You don't hear a lot of talk about the wages, and if you do, it's not terms of dollars or this, that, and the other. It's in terms of a half a percent or some sort of ridiculous number. But the average hourly wage rose, are you ready for this? 0.4 of a percent in July compared with a month earlier. Year over year, wages are up 4.4% this year over last year. But the top cuts of at least two ways makes it politically okay on one side and politically not okay on the other side, if that makes any sense at all. And I don't know what they're talking about when they say something like that.
Well, but
sounds
again,
like double
even
talk.
Well, no kidding. Well, even though you're still going to hear people saying things like this is a very solid labor market and so forth, but this idea of wages is incredibly important, because bread can't keep going up at the supermarket, but your wages aren't keeping pace. Eventually, people are going to either just, you know, get tapped out on their monthly budget, their take-home pay, and then something else is going to happen. There's going to be a pullback of consumer spending. So here we are, basically the beginning of August, as we head into the fall and into the end of the year, and we get into the Christmas shopping season and so forth, that will also begin to tell the tale. Joe Biden may start into 2024 with a lot of people saying, I just don't have enough to make ends meet.
Well, with the public extremely concerned about inflation already and extremely unhappy with the Biden administration's management of such inflation, this could be politically fatal, which is why the Democrats are all shaking in their boots. It could also even prompt Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia to mount a challenge to Biden in the primaries or even a third-party run on the platform of anti-inflationary fiscal austerity. Now, certainly Biden's Republican rival will run hard against the rising inflation and against anything that he talks about when he opens his mouth and says, Bidenflation, 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 which is a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, you mean like Bidenomics?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a Biden, it's a Biden nation, Biden nation, Bidenomics and a Biden nation, Biden nation. I heard somebody saying that the other day.
Well, but they've tried to establish that as sort of a catchphrase, right? Mm-hmm. It's all Bidenomics, and Bidenomics has been good for you, and all the good things you see happening, it's all Bidenomics. And if there's anything bad, like the credit rating being degraded, that's actually huge. But evidently, that's all Donald Trump's fault for some reason. And but, of course, they love to take credit for anything they think is great and, of course, slip off onto the Trump administration anything that's bad. And that's typical politics. But people are getting sick and tired of typical politics about that, Captain. They want real answers. They don't understand why the interest rates are so high and why we can't do more to bring them down, oh, say, through having cheaper energy, mm-hmm. meaning cheaper delivery okay. costs and so forth.
Okay, hold on a second here. Okay, good morning, Carl. Is this Ian?
Yeah, hey, you were talking before about them building all over the place down Lakewood Ranch.
Yep.
I got news for you. They're building all over the place everywhere because I'm out here right now and been out here all night, and I get all over the place. And I'm telling you, they're building everywhere in Pinellas County, all out there in Gateway, Toy Town. You know, when you come off to Howard Franklin into mm-hmm. Pinellas, mm-hmm. there used to be all dumps and landfills out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're building and all that. They're jamming stuff in on lots like postage stamps everywhere. Land before that people wouldn't even look at, they're filling it in their building, okay? And pretty soon, they'll start going up. If they can't go out horizontally, they're going to go vertically, okay?
Yeah.
That's the next trend.
Yeah, they're doing it. Mm-hmm.
And one other thing I want to say, you guys are ragging on Biden and everything, Biden, bribe him today, whatever his name is, and rightly so, but you're not going to like what I'm going to say. The Republicans are not going to save you. The entire system is bogus, fake, gay, rigged, and corrupt. Both of these parties are goons, and they don't care about us. The only thing is, we know the Democrats are horrible, but we're stuck with the Republicans, and they're just a little less worse. They both suck. Thanks, bye.
Well, unfortunately for that argument, it's not all of them, because I happen to know some really good Republicans. Unfortunately, they don't have the seniority, and that's what it's all about. When you get to Washington, D.C., yeah, you're a member of Congress, the House or the Senate, but unless you've got seniority, you don't get to be where you want to be on certain committees. You don't get to get bills put out on the floor. They have to go through committees instead of bypassing and all this other stuff. So, therefore, it's not all of them. There's a few of them, and we need to get rid of, as I've said for a while, we need to get rid of the ones that just aren't working for us, we the people. Got to be smarter. All right, hold that thought, and Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvato, right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.